The crowded hearing in Representatives Hall got underway mid-morning. It opened with Committee Chair Mary Jane Wallner asking the crowd to acknowledge the bombing in Boston.
What I would like to do first is for all of us to stand and have a moment of silence.
Governor Maggie Hassan was the first to testify on the bill. She took the floor to applause. She then quieted the crowd with her own acknowledgement of the Boston attacks.
Just add that on behalf of the people of New Hampshire, I've expressed that our prayers and our thoughts are with the people of Boston and Massachusetts and everybody who was impacted by yesterday's events.
Hassan then barreled through a spirited 12-minute sales pitch for the policy that so far defined her governorship.
Senate Bill 152 allows for the licensing of one high-end, highly regulated destination casino in New Hampshire that will bring hundreds of millions of dollars.
When she was done, Hassan invited lawmakers to question her on the bill, but not a one of the 45 committee members did.
Seeing no questions, I thank you very much for appearing before us today.
Thank you very much for having
your testimony.
Good luck
thank
with
you.
Your work, folks.
Much of what followed during the four-hour hearing were familiar arguments. Gambling backers like Democratic Senator Lou D'Alessandro pitched the bill as an unadulterated boon.
Senate Bill 152 is an economic recovery job creation package. Let me repeat that. It's an economic recovery job creation package.
Representative David Campbell of Nashua, meanwhile, warned that not allowing a casino with up to 5,000 slot machines and 150 table games would leave New Hampshire the victim of casinos being built in Massachusetts.
If we do nothing, we will build a funnel on our border, and the giant sucking sound you hear, it'll be hundreds of millions of dollars going to fill Massachusetts' budget coffers instead of hundreds of million dollars for our own state New Hampshire budget.
But those opposed to the bill cast it as a poorly conceived rush job that is too friendly to casino operators.
Before you is a piece of legislation drafted by whom?
Ann Rice is Deputy Attorney General.
Do not be lured by the promise of easy money coming into this state. Our fiscal situation is not great, but it is temporary.
Other critics warn that if a casino does raise money, a lot of it will come from people too ill-informed to grasp basic math. Bob Schneider is an engineer from Claremont.
I guess I have to cut to the chase and say that this bill takes advantage of the poor and the ignorant. It is a regressive tax on the poor and the ignorant.
The casino bill will be getting more scrutiny later this morning. That's when the committee will be hearing expert testimony on gambling. Later, three subcommittees will take a look at the proposal, focusing on gambling regulation, the revenue aspects of the bill, and the effect a casino would have on local communities. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.